And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. Hey, that was Gina Thorson from Stormy Cromer. Boy, if you've not been on their website, jump on there. Go to Alan Bob's. You can see the stuff live. It's wonderful clothing.
And that cotton cloth she was talking about?
Right.
It really is cool.
Yeah, waxy, and you can stand out in the pouring rain, and you will not get wet.
That's what that... Yeah. Oh, it looks like a saddlebag or something, that bag she gave me. They call it something else.
A merce.
No, it's bigger than that, but it's
it's a merce.
It's, it's what all these really cool young guys carry. But
yeah, and what's a guy in his 60s doing carrying one then? That's
looking,
all I got
really
to say,
cool,
brother.
To be honest with all you. Right. Really cool.
So tailgating.
Takes a man to carry something like
right,
that.
Right, it does. Right. Yeah, okay, I'll leave that alone.
So tailgating gear. There's this place called Rover Roller, and it's tailgatinggear.com, tailgatinggear.com. It's easy for you to say, R-O-V-R, Rover Roller, and it's a cool little cooler that's 12-volt powered, and it's on wheels. So
you plug it into the back of your car when the tailgate's open?
In your truck or anywhere, yeah.
Right. Okay, and it provides a
keeps your beverages cool.
Okay, so if you don't want to dink around with ice and getting things all wet and everything, yep, you've got a 12-volt cooler is what you're talking about.
You know, there might be ice right. restrictions where you're
So tailgating equipment, this is 101. You're just getting started with the Grilling Guys. We've only been here about a month now, and I think that's four.
We torture you every fall with
right,
this stupid
yeah,
stuff.
Right, so this is your first time, though.
But
so
we like
on.
It.
Yeah,
and that's exactly. what we're here for, us.
Right.
No, just kidding. The tailgating is so much fun. You all do it, and we're hoping that we can get a chance to get out to Grand Valley and do some tailgating this fall. I heard that the Jethro crew was out there. AmericanTailgater.com makes something called the Car Flagpole Light, and it just goes on your truck or car. It's a flagpole with a flag. And it's got a little 12-volt light that shines down on your tailgate area.
For the night games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For your night games. And
is that one of those flagpoles that you roll over it with the tire? It's got a big flat stand on the bottom of it. You just roll your front tire over it, and then it holds the flagpole
up? If you
up.
Drink too many, you probably do that.
Right. Well, I just wondered. I mean, because if you got a car, you don't have a place to stick the flagpole.
Well, it's got a little apparatus that straps it into the box of your truck or onto the top of your car.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought it was cool because it had a light on top
right.
and it had the American flag on it. And they'll give you a free team flag for whatever your college team is.
Right.
It's just something cool and different. I mean, when you're tailgating in a giant parking lot, it's sometimes nice to be able to say, just look for. And if you had that, I'm thinking everybody could find you.
Yeah, it's cool. The school flag probably isn't it. There's going to be a few of those
flags. That's
flying.
Right.
Yeah. Let's talk about grilling equipment for the tailgate because. You've got a little charcoal grill.
Couple of them.
That work really well for that. And describe what those are. So,
well, like Son of a Bocce?
Yeah,
that
one.
You can get those on eBay.
Right.
Yeah, they're down to like $69.
Right. So describe what it is if somebody doesn't know what that is.
Well, if you saw it in the travel bag, which is actually a snuffer bag, it would be like about 10 inches wide, 8 inches deep, and about 2 foot tall. So it's kind of a tall... I don't know. Can't describe it. Just
like a little bag you'd have,
oblong,
like two or three bottles of wine
in
or something.
Oblong,
yeah,
tall bag. And that and then inside it is a hibachi grill that clamshell folds up. It holds the charcoal inside, so you preload it. On the bottom, it's got a pull-out ash pan, and you put a fire starter in there. So when you get to your gig, it's already got the charcoal in it. You don't open it up or anything. You just slide open the top vent, and you slide open that bottom pan and light the fire starter, shut it, and just let it go for about 25 minutes.
In the bag?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope, you let it go for about 25 minutes, and then you have to have mitts. You open it up, and you put the racks, the grilling racks on, because they're already in there. You just adjust them to where you want them, and literally you have a charcoal fire. I mean, it's beautiful. When you're done... Again, slide those trays out or the grates out and put them on top of it. Close the thing clamshelled back up, and you put it back in this bag. Shut the zipper. It snuffs it out.
Right.
So
no air.
It's a snuffer bag.
You got to have air to make it stuff burn.
It's so cool.
And then you snuff it out. You can carry it with you.
Yeah.
And it's an insulated bag, so it won't get stuff burnt in your car or whatever. Right. It's a really cool thing, and it's called a son of a hibachi.
And that's the thing about tailgaters is, you know, you always hear about the accidents with the charcoal. Well, I only have charcoal. I couldn't bring a grill. Well, these you can. Dude, it's like $70.
Right.
I have one. It works. You've used it, too. It works great.
Right.
Now, another cool one is Lodge, our favorite cast iron company, makes one that's just a Lodge hibachi grill, and it's beautiful. It's cast. I bring it camping. I bring it to deer camp. It's nice to cook on. It's small. A little bit of charcoal does like three steaks.
Right. Yep. Heavy. You indestructible. All you got to do is take care of it and clean it after you're done. Never use soap and water on your cast.
Never.
Just a little warm cloth, warm water cloth, and you get everything out of there you need to.
Yeah, you could probably grill those little chicken nuggets and waffles up.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So the other the other thing that's really good about for tailgating is a roll-up table.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen these, but they're actually like little 1-inch slats, and the table might be 2 foot wide, but they roll up in a ball.
You still have that one?
I do, and the legs still collapse, and it all goes in a pack, like almost like a bag chair.
Yeah, it looks like a bag chair,
but it's an actual table.
Some are aluminum, some are cloth.
Right. This the one I have is aluminum, real sturdy. You can put a bunch of stuff on it, but when you're done, you know the thing about tailgating is you got to be able to set it up quick, and you want to tear it down quick because you want to get the party going, then you got to end the party right before the game starts.
Yes.
Right. So those kind of things, and you just wipe it off with a cloth, and you're good to go. You know,
you know what would be great is a little porta potty to take with you, because that's the part that always gets you.
Now he's showing his age.
No, seriously, when you go to like Michigan State or U of M, there's lines for those outhouses. There's got to be an invention you can come up with that'll be just like a little curtain. And then literally a funnel and a hose.
your next million, Bob. Your next million. But we've got these little plates that work at a barbecue. You can find them online, but there's a hole in the center of them, and it slips down over the neck of your beer. And the other ones have just a hole in the center where you set a can of beer. So you can do it either way. But what it does, it allows you to carry your beverage and your food with one hand and eat and drink with the other.
Right.
I mean, that's just that's a tailgate
staple. Yeah, we used them a few years ago. We had them on the show, and it was, I thought, really clever.
Yep,
And they're not expensive, and you can stack them up and save them for the next year. You get to wash them. I mean, they're dishwasher safe.
Right.
And they had the disposable ones as well.
Right.
So something that is very cool if you're tailgating, when you head off to the game, especially if it's, depending on where you're, it's almost always just a bench, right?
Yep.
So they make some cool little compact chairs that fold out, clip onto the seat, to give you a little back support, because you could be there 4 or 5 hours, right?
Right.
And it gets really uncomfortable if you don't have some kind of back support. That's one of the worst parts about it.
And most everything we do with regard to food with a tailgate, skewers are a very good addition to your tailgate repertoire because it's food on a stick, and you can just bite one piece off at a time. Whether it's little chicken kebabs or beef kebabs or shrimp. My only recommendation with shrimp is that use two skewers as opposed to one, because when you try to flip them when you're cooking them, they'll spin.
Well, and you're also going to be on the smaller grills, so you know, they make those skewers in lots of different sizes. You can get the disposable. Just get the little wooden ones.
Right. And no more than they're going to be on the grill. You probably don't even need to bother soaking them in water.
No, because you're going to have them bagged up with your food on them for overnight, probably.
Right.
If it's shish kebab.
Yeah. That's the cool thing about tailgating too, is you can make all this stuff ahead.
Yeah.
You're not dinking around with prep when you get
really
there.
I really miss all those tailgates we did at Michigan State.
Yeah.
And U of M.
Yep. They were a lot of fun.
We did a lot of great.
You know,
ones.
We as grilling guys do, we kind of took it over the top a few times, and it wasn't really all tailgating food that's by design, but we made it tailgating food. I mean, we cooked whole beef loins out there.
Yeah.
I remember grilling those and smoking those, but we'd bring our trailer smoker with us and really just set up a party and really make it a lot of fun to get out there and do it up. But you know, this is the season, and for as many minutes as we've got on the radio, there's that many recipes and things that you could do. But another thing is bring two or three sets of tongs. If you drop it, drop one, you don't have anything to wash them with, put them in a bag, get the next one out, and go for it, because, you know, things get slippery when you're when wet.
There you go.
Yeah. But anyway, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we are pleased to be here with Conrad and the Jethro team, and we're looking forward to making this a Saturday appointment for you each and every week.
That's right, no matter where you're listening to. And you can also podcast the show. Go to thegrillingguys.com. Check out the headset on the top right corner, and click on for links to our podcast. We'll send it right to your device. Check us out on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter at Grillin' Guy.
We appreciate you tuning in each week. We'll talk with you next week.